Hi everyone, welcome back. Let's do one more example together. The previous examples that we saw basically asked us to do some minor calculations given some of the numbers already from the financial statements. Kind of work forward and backwards using those financial statement equations. Example 3 asks us to actually put together a set of financial statements. Example 3 says the following account balances were given for ABC Company at December 31st of 2003. And you can see the account balances. And they, from that, want us to prepare an income statement and a balance sheet. So let's see if we can go ahead and do it. Let's go to the next slide. Requirement 1 asks us for the income statement. Remember, what's the first thing that we'll always see on our income statement? Well, our sales revenue. The revenue we earned from selling our product. Given in the problem, $450,000. What gets subtracted from sales revenue? Now it's the cost of goods sold, right? And given is $260,000. And that sales revenue minus cost of goods sold is what we refer to as gross profit. By the way, just as a quick little note, I find it really helpful when working a problem like this where you're given a whole lot of different accounts, tick them off. As we use them in the financial statements, just put a little check mark next to it, knowing that that should tell you that we've used it. And that way, if you get to the end and the balance sheet doesn't balance, you might be able to go back and look at the problem and see maybe you forgot to include one of the accounts. So go ahead and tick off the sales revenue and the cost of goods sold, already used here on the income statement. What do we add to this next? Remember, we add all of the other revenues that the company has earned. Go ahead and look down your problem and see if you can pick out. I'll tell you, there's only one. Can you pick out the other revenue that's given? Take a second and look and look and look. And as you look down, you ought to be able to see the other revenue is interest revenue, given as $11,000. So add our other revenues. We also have to subtract all of our other expenses. So let's go down the list and see if we can pull out the expenses. Remember, we kind of look for the key word, expense. The very second item listed, salaries expense, right? That's given $61,000. So tick it off. We've used it. The next expense listed, utilities expense. Keep going down the list. The next one listed, rent expense. We keep going down, we keep going down. We then run into interest expense. We hit all the way to the bottom, the final expense listed, the income tax expense. We add those 5 items together, total other expenses, $165,000. So take that gross profit of $190,000 plus your other revenues of $11,000 minus the other expenses of $165,000. That gives us our net income, $36,000. That's what an income statement looks like. Start with the profit earned from selling your inventory, sales revenue minus cost of goods sold, and then include everything else, all of the other revenues, and subtract all of the other expenses. Let's go to the next slide and see if we can do requirement 2. It's a little bit more involved. Do a balance sheet. And we know we start with our assets, and we also know that our assets are divided into a couple of different categories. The first category of assets are the current assets. Those assets that we will either convert into cash or use up within 1 year. Let's go down our list and pull out the current assets. Well, one current asset listed is cash. Another current asset listed, accounts receivable. Quick, don't look at the answer. Tell me what is the next two current assets. What are the other two current assets that we listed out a few modules ago? Well, inventory is certainly current, and supplies. Total current assets of $188,000. One thing to make note of, on the balance sheet, your current assets, they have a specific order, and the order is as you see on the screen there. The order is current assets must be shown in order of liquidity, which means ease of converting into cash. Current assets are listed from highest liquid to lowest liquid current asset. The most liquid is, of course, cash. It's already cash. Accounts receivable is next, then inventory, then supplies. Let's go to the next slide and continue with the asset side of the balance sheet. The next category of assets would be property, plant, and equipment, PP&E. Land, building, neither of which are listed in the problem. But the third one is the equipment of $145,000. Now remember, there is that one other item that goes here, that thing called accumulated depreciation, shown as a decrease here in PP&E, giving us total property, plant, and equipment of $112,000, which allows us to calculate our total assets, the total current plus total PP&E, $300,000. As one other aside, note that there is another category of assets that could exist, the intangibles, things like patents and trademarks and copyrights, but none of those items are listed in the problem. Hence, ABC Company doesn't have any intangibles, and they aren't shown on the balance sheet then, giving the company total assets $300,000. Let's go to the next slide and let's do the other side of the balance sheet. Start with liabilities, also broken into two categories. Start with your current liabilities, those debts to be paid within 1 year. Examples of current liabilities that are in this problem: accounts payable and salaries payable. Total current liabilities, $47,000. We also have our long-term liabilities, and we know that the note payable that's listed is long-term. How do we know that? How do we know that the note payable is long-term? Well, it tells us in the problem, right? It said the note payable is not due until December 31st of 2008. 5 years from the date of the balance sheet. Not going to be paid within a year, hence it's considered long-term, giving us total liabilities of $77,000. If you go to the next slide with me, let's look at our equity portion of the balance sheet. Remember, equity consists of two pieces: the common stock or contributed capital, giving us $45,000, and take my word for it just for a second, the retained earnings, $178,000, giving us total equity of $223,000. And when we add the total equity to the liabilities, $300,000. And we're happy, right? Because that means total liabilities plus equity are equal to the total assets we calculated just a couple of slides ago. We have one question for you before we wrap this up. Remember I said, trust me, just a couple of minutes ago. I said, trust me, retained earnings, $178,000. How did I come up with that? How did we develop that $178,000? Because in the problem, they tell us retained earnings is $159,000. Well, what they tell us is retained earnings at January 1st is $159,000. What we need to know is beginning retained earnings plus net income minus dividends equals the ending retained earnings. And we can go ahead and solve that. $159,000 beginning plus net income from the income statement, we calculated it together, $36,000, minus the dividends that are listed of $17,000, gives us the $178,000 of retained earnings. Also a good example. It's well worth the time. Go back through this one. Make sure you're comfortable with putting together income statements and balance sheets.